Hi, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and Pep Linders is back with another press conference, and I'm absolutely celebrating it from the heavens. And my new Pep Linders fan club this week, I am joined by Kev Walsh, Amelia Bonner, and by Cam Rimmer. Yeah, he's just held his pre-Arsenal press conference as Pep Linders. I'd like him to be doing all of them at this point. I've already expressed last week that I'm bored of Jurgen now. I want Pep to be doing them full-time, but we'll have to settle for the League Cup ones in the meantime. Maybe in 2024 we'll get them full-time. Who knows? I want to start on the Nico Williams stuff, though, and I'll start with you, Amelia, as I promised before we started recording, because I really liked Pep's response to it all, to be honest, because I think, look, there's a lot you can read into the whole sort of social media thing and the way the players interact on there and stuff, and obviously Nico sort of taking the decision to take himself off social media, but it makes it much harder during this time, doesn't it, when, you know, I think Gibbo mentioned it on Twitter, when you've not got the fans in the ground to sing his name, he's not going to be walking past many people in the street sort of telling him how good he was at the weekend and stuff like that. But I really like that Pep said that, you know, the players that spoke to him, Klopp spoke to him, and they from inside the club, they think he's dealt with it really well.
Absolutely. I think what he said is, like, you could defo get it tattooed as a rule to live by, where he just said you shouldn't put too much weight on praise, and nor should you put too much weight on criticism at any point in your life, really, but especially when you're a young player, because you just think, there are some young lads in this squad that we rightly absolutely worship. And if they become kind of too inflated about that, he talked about ego as well, didn't he? Like, he talked about, I think it was more when he was talking about Curtis, about kind of like the fact that ego needs to be justified and that there's good ego and bad ego. And I think that you can put too much weight on the praise, but equally, as a young player, especially living in a kind of isolated bubble like we all are at the minute, you can certainly put too much weight on criticism, which isn't something that you'd ever want to see him do. And it's nice to know that, I mean, you wouldn't expect any less, would you? But to know that the club have got that kind of that care and that support, and that he's being looked after.